Tov nun aleph sif vav. Kol kli holchim b'yach roif tashmisho. The sack of the mechaber is that even though you use this kli sometimes with fire, but if the majority of the time you used it only with cooking with water, then it's enough to do hagola. We'll see other examples. In other words, you go by the majority of the tashmish. If you have plates that are kasherable, metal plates or wooden plates, so even though sometimes you use that with as a kli rishon on the fire, but since generally speaking to use just a poor thing from the pot into the plate or to the bowl, therefore it's enough to make a hechsher as if it was only used for iri, for pouring things into. This is the sheet of the mechaber. So according to him, there'd be room to say that something that's generally used cold, once in a while something hot falls on it, it won't need a thing also. That's a discussion. But Kolpona, that's not opsak. The Ramos says, V'yish machmirim lahagil kars b'kli rishon. V'chein hu haminik. Haminik is that you always do hagola on something that sometimes is used with hot water. Also spoons, even though generally not used by kli rishon, but sometimes used by kli rishon, the fact that sometimes it's used by kli rishon requires a hagola and a kli rishon. Those that are machmir also to do hagola on all the cups, because even though it's generally used for cold things, sometimes you do put hot things in them. The Eved Sagila Bishtifa, the Eved, if you just rinsed it out well, scrubbed off anything that was stuck onto it, that is the Eved good. But Lachatchila, Hakol. Hakol is Gedoilos, Shilo Yucha, Lahachlis, the Klirishan, Yitin Aleim, Evan Maluban, the Yorleim, Roitrim, the Klirishan, Vavi Klirishan. You have a big pot that you cannot fit them into a bigger pot, so you fill up to the top, and then you put a boiling piece of stone or metal or whatever it is and cause it to flow over, and that's good enough. V'chein kol ki yitz v'yave evan al kol ha'kli she'oz magin kula. This stone has to be moved over the entire kli, so you make sure that every pot, in other words, when you're pouring water over this stone, it boils it up as if it's a kli risha. But you have to move the stone around so that all the water that's being poured is being poured over the stone.